What's up, everybody? It's your old friend, John Middlecoff. I'm here to tell you about our friends at Game Time. Here's what I need you to do. Go to your smartphone, download a little app called Game Time. Baseball season's in full swing. Oracle Park. Been there a million times. Never doesn't live up to the hype. Go get yourself some garlic fries, a brewski, maybe some ice cream. They have very good Ghirardelli ice cream there. And when you do that, promo code HAM. So download the Game Time app. Your first pair of tickets, promo code HAM, H-A-M, save $20. The A's, only going to be in the Bay Area for the rest of this season. You probably can basically go for free. Just buy a pair of tickets to any baseball game. They also have comedy shows if you want to check one of those out, or concerts. Game Time app, promo code HAM, save yourself $20. We don't even need a thank you. Just hammer that promo code.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This Haberman and Middlecoff segment is brought to you by untuckit.com, promo code HAM, and simplysafe.com/ham. Now to the segment.
Was there a highlight of a comment that he said that really stood out to you?
Yeah. Somebody asked him if he thought about taking away the trophy, and he said, you know, it's never happened before, and I'm a big precedent guy. Okay, I guess. Judge Mountain Landis, who was the guy that suspended all the Black Sox, banned them for life. He was a judge. So surely he was a precedent guy too, and he set a precedent. I mean, I don't even know what that means. I'm a big precedent guy. Like, I wouldn't have taken it away either, probably, but how was that an answer?
He also added, like, what does taking a piece of hardware back actually do? It's like, Rob, when you take back Reggie Bush's Heisman, you don't go to his house and grab his Heisman. You literally just scrub him from the records. That's the point. You're not. No one gives a shit if you go to their facility and grab the trophy.
Well, they would have to. They would remove it. It's not like they would leave
it in there. They would, but that's not what people are thinking, right, when they remove it. This though, takes the cake. Manfred to the reporter who broke the news on the Astros codebreaker scheme. Remember, this is a Wall Street Journal reporter. Okay. I'm not sure if he covers sports normally, or he does. It might just be like maybe one of the business executives sent it to him. This is what Manfred said about that guy breaking that story. You know, congratulations. You got a private letter that, you know, I sent to a club official. Nice reporting on your part. Like, yeah,
so passive aggressive.
Yeah, like, you just reported a story. I saw a bunch, you know, the respect the biz. The reporters are like, that's what fucking reporting is, you dumbass. Like, that's part of the deal. You did not want that out. I think what a lot of people, I got a question for you. I got into a deep, deep argument. The Astros fans, I don't know if you've run into any of them on Twitter and just, like, had a one-on-one argument. They're pretty defensive. Do you believe the buzzers existed?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe the buzzers existed, but I don't feel like I know that for a fact until I know that for a fact. But I don't see how anybody could, like, he had an unfinished tattoo he didn't want anybody to see. Not a good enough excuse.
So you believe Altuve had a buzzer on when he took Chapman deep?
I honestly don't believe that, but I don't believe that he didn't. If that makes any sense, you know what I mean?
If you had to check one of the boxes, you're checking he did.
Given how effed up this situation is, I'm checking the I don't believe you guys until you prove to me that you're telling the truth box.
Well, then even Manfred was asked, and the one thing he says, I don't know for sure that they didn't use buzzers, because they told me the truth about 17 and 18 with the drums, so I tended to believe them on everything else.
Okay.
And the way I look at it is go, the one thing a good cheater does until they're caught, yes, but as people are getting closer, right, as Melvin's turning them in, as the Yankees are turning them in, you're like, well, we're not getting totally in trouble. You adapt your cheating.
Totally.
So you just adapt, like, you don't keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, but you don't stop if they don't go, if you don't stop, Jose, we're going to suspend you for 20 games. Then if Rob came out and says, we told them if they do anything more, we're going to suspend them, we believe they did that, I'd be like, okay, that's kind of understandable. I don't think they did any of that.
Well, a good, like, I saw somebody tweet, you know, Carlos Correa, for what it's worth, it doesn't mean he's not lying, but Carlos Correa is really smart. Like, yeah, you know who's a bad liar is dumb people. Smart people are the better liars because they're smart. Just come up with better stories. Well, so I don't care that Carlos is smart. Like, I don't know what to do with anything.
Have you watched a lot of Netflix documents on, like, serial murderers and criminals and Bernie Madoffs? Like, those guys actually – do you know what, like,
they're
the police
sociopaths.
Always said? They always say, like, God, if this guy could have just used his mind for something good, he would have dominated whatever he did. They're geniuses.
And here's the other thing. Like, I wonder if at some point during the investigation – this is why – you know who's the worst person to investigate somebody is that old person. You know, I don't put you in charge of the investigation to you. If baseball wanted this to be – the Astros acted alone. They were the only team cheating. We'll nail them for it, and what's done is done. Then that's what they—that's what the report basically was, right? I don't believe – the reason I'm not 100% in on – like, I'm, like, at 95 on just the Astros must die is, like, I'm not convinced that all these other teams that are now feeling really good about themselves and talking trash weren't doing – maybe not to this degree, but weren't doing something. But that's beside the point. I just wonder if the Astros
for the most
realized,
part, though, it's been pitchers. I guess Cody Bellinger popped off, but
yeah,
pitchers. If like you see Yu Darvish today,
what did you say? No.
Well, he's like Carlos Correa should probably just be quiet at this point.
That's good.
Like,
that's good.
And you remember there was something racist happened back in one of the World Series with you. Remember from the catcher?
It was
Gurriel did something.
Gurriel, yeah, he like pulled the corners of his eyes after he hit a home run.
And the tweet that I saw was like, God, you deserve a lot of credit for kind of taking the high road big time for basically just saying, Carlos, just shut your fucking mouth. Now he said it, he didn't say it like that, but just, guy, this is why though I am somewhat in favor of the Astros must die. Is and you hit this on the head. Usually cocky people, they might take it at first. But eventually, like Harvey Weinstein and Bernie Madoff, they start going like, "Let me out of jail!" Like those type social nut job cheaters. Again, I'm not saying what those guys did. Now they did affect lives. They are not handling this well because they're going to keep hearing it. And already the story that came out was it Jeff Passan yesterday about Dusty Baker's reaching out to the commissioner's office like, you cannot hit our guys. And yeah. Then I guess Manfred, I don't know if he told Ravage this or in a press conference, I've told all the teams, your punishment will be bad if you retaliate. Like, oh, yeah, that's the way baseballs work. Really listen to people on that one.
It's so funny because people get so angry when baseball polices itself and now everybody's cheering it on. I've always appreciated baseball policing itself. Below the neck. I've always enjoyed that. Like, I think anyone that's ever played the game knows part of the game is the fear of standing in the batter's box. Like, that's part of the game. Below the neck. So, yeah, I don't hate it.
I do think most of the time, though, wouldn't you agree, when people get thrown at, like 95% of the time, it is below the neck.
Yeah, and sometimes it's stupid. Like, I'm not in favor of it for, like, some guy bat flip. But I don't even hate it for a bat flip. I like the back and forth. But that's I'm getting off
you
track here.
I don't want anyone to get hurt, but I'm not going to be feeling sympathy if Altuve on game one gets the air hold. I do think sometimes it is hard to control, right, when you're aiming at something you're not used to aim at, though they are professional pitchers. Maybe a professional pitcher could say, yeah, I can nail pretty quickly what I want to hit.
Yeah.
If on the first AB, let's say, of spring training, some dude just ear holes him or hits him in the helmet.
Didn't Zito do that to Prince Fielder in spring training? Try to hit him?
But at least he's throwing like 48 miles an hour. What do you think, if it's like some guy, a double-A pitcher that's trying to just show his team, I'm coming up soon, I got your guys back, let's fucking rock and roll. Him or Bregman, who feel like, now Correa might have thrown his hat in, they get they get helmet. They get hit in the helmet.
Yeah.
What's the reaction on Twitter, do you think? Or social media? You think there's like, this has crossed the line now?
Yeah,
or is it-
I know Twitter well enough to know Twitter's going to enjoy that, especially if the guy pops up, right? But that'd be too far. And what I'd say to a double-A guy who's not going to be in the big leagues, like, hey, bro, this isn't your fight. Like, I won't be impressed by a double-A guy.
But the big leaguer doesn't want to get suspended if Manfred
told him. Well, I understand, but to me, like, a double-A guy hitting a guy in spring training is bullshit to me. Like, no, this has to happen during the season with a real big leaguer, somebody who might get suspended for it. Like, that's what this is about to me.
Are you in agreement with me now? They're getting hit on opening day if it doesn't get out of control in spring training?
Who do they play? Because
I think it might get out of control in spring training, guy, I think.
Which would
you don't
be,
think they
me,
get hit in spring
I
training?
Would, like, to me, well, I don't know if they will or not. I just think it'll be idiotic if you're hitting guys in spring training.
You think you wait till the
yes,
actual season?
Yes, because, like, to me, double-A guys hitting dudes in spring training is like, what do they take from you, dipshit? Like, you're not cool guy for getting yourself into this.
I got a theory on commissioners really quick. A sports league is not going to hire the most qualified person. It is too lucrative of a business and too public of a business that are doing some shady shit. Like, the NBA would never want out truly what they're doing with China because not a good look. The way they just operate just monetarily and financially, just because the numbers are so insane. And just dealing with the owners, if you don't have a guy who's like a made man in the mob, like if you look at the three major commissioners, all three are made men in the mob, right? Had worked for the leagues, knows the owners, are in bed with the line of thinking. Where if you and me run, you know, Dick's Sporting Goods, or I just drove by it earlier today, and run a big company, and we need a CEO, we can go outside. It's just a business. It's just black and white. Sports leagues are a little different, a little public. Shady shit happens just with dealings and players, and just you wouldn't want a random guy, because then if it doesn't work and you got to fire him, he can kind of sing like a canary. Like, even if Manfred's relieved of his duties one day, or Silver, they're not talking because they were paid so much money and they're kind of lifetime guys. I don't think leagues and Goodell, those first, you know, 5 years were pretty rocky. And I'm not talking, obviously, he made them a lot of money, but these leagues get themselves in positions they have to hire within, guy. They don't have a choice, really. It's the risk is too great of them hiring outside that if shit gets out, like, oh my God, did you hear what was really going on? Like, if you notice, what really gets out of, like, owners' meetings and stuff? What they
want. Yeah, I mean, but like, part of this is that person is not in charge of the owners, right? So you're not looking for somebody to... It's the owners who pick the guy, and the owners will only want to pick somebody who they feel like they can control. That's just natural human...
But like, owners are more open, like, with coaches and GMs, like, they'll take, or players, they'll take crazy swings. I think the commissioner, it's a pretty
unique
standing
point. Yeah, but
those guys,
coaches and GMs don't tell owners what, they don't make any rules.
No, they don't really have any impact beside winning and losing, which is big, but they don't, I just think that even, they're much more open-minded with that than they are with the commissioner. Because the commissioner does have some power.
Commissioner's
got to
be a human shield.
Yeah, it's tough. And Manfred, I think, is completely over his head, would you say, right now, it feels like?
Yeah, I just... I think anytime you investigate yourself, you're only going to reveal, like, just the right amount to perpetuate whatever narrative you want. And the one that baseball wants is, the Astros were the only ones doing this. We caught them. It's over. Like, my question with the Astros, because they've actually gotten defiant a little earlier than I expected. I didn't expect it to happen weekend.
Every guy's talking mad shit on other
teams. Especially
teams.
Bellinger saying that Altuve robbed Aaron Judge of an MVP, I think is kind of what set off Correa. But, like, is somebody going to – and Correa kind of went at Mike Fiers. Is somebody going to say something
– Sneaky had a point.
Yeah, but, I mean, it doesn't really change anything. Like, hey, man, you got to take your medicine here. Like, so what did Mike Fiers accept it as – ring? Like, it doesn't change the truth, but
I saw a picture of him smiling. It's like, yeah, a little hypocritical.
No, it's not, whatever, man. It's totally irrelevant. To me, the real question I have is, like, if somebody else is cheating, there are people on the Astros that know it. So at what point do they go, you know what? If that exists, somebody's going to pull out a match and try and burn the whole thing down. Because I thought Jeff Passan had a great line. He said, what's happening right now is the most basic primal instinct, survival.
Well, guys, it's not, to me, the Friars, Correa's comment on Friars, is not irrelevant to like our conversation on the bigger picture. I'm just talking specifically with Mike Friars. Like, bro, you were happy when you were here. It's kind of like the guy made a lot of money with Bernie Madoff or Enron and got out. Like, you know, you benefited a little bit.
Yeah, but it doesn't change. It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't change anything. He's like, just talking specifically on him.
Anytime you have a whistleblower, you'll probably find somebody who made some money from the transgressions at some point in time.
But Mike Friars isn't part of this anymore, Carlos. Like, this isn't about him anymore. I agree there.
But should the guy who comes out of the bullpen for the Astros get booed, but Mike Friars, you could argue, Mike, is Carlos just saying, well, Mike Friars should get booed? That's what he's saying. It's like,
I'd say, well, hey, Garrett Cole benefited. How long was he there? A year and a half?
Garrett said he knew nothing.
Yeah, bull fucking shit.
No, I'm just telling you what he said.
No, I know. I haven't seen that quote, but I believe it. Because I did start thinking, for the most part, right, they've kept, like, their core, their majority of their team have been their team these
last
3 years.
There was basically, like, an Astros version of John Boy who did, like, a deep dive on the trash can banging because Correa said Altuve doesn't even like the trash can. And
I did see someone say that that's legitimate. He didn't
and the
really
guy,
the trash
and
can.
Yeah, like, you can, there's 13% of the time you hear a trash can in general, but with Altuve at the plate, you only hear it 2% of the time. Like, it only happened 24 times with Altuve at the plate.
So that would be the argument. Altuve didn't use a buzzer. He hated that type of stuff. I did look at his numbers, talked a lot of shit, and I was talking shit with an Astros fan going back and forth on Twitter. I'm like, what was he doing before 2017? He's like, God damn it, this guy raked.
That's why I think he's just good. But
yeah.
But I do think I think they'll suffer. Like, I think the season's going to be a rough start for them. Like, I think it's just going to be a lot for them to handle early in the year.
It's already pretty rocky right
but
now.
But I just mean in terms of, like, their numbers and their wins and losses. Like, I think it's going to reflect – I think it's going to be reflected early in their production. I hope it doesn't last the whole year, though, because I think, again, them being good, it's – like, they're going to – we've already seen it. They're just going to start, like, us versus the world type thing, and that'll be fun.
Well, you know what – to end this – my last thought on this, do you know what's cool? Is in basketball, baseball, and football – for the most part, super controversial topics. There'll be like one guy, a team that might, you know, a Draymond or a Richard that will really give you something insightful. This topic, if you and I, back when we had a radio show and went to spring training, we used to do, and you did this longer than me for years before, where you like sit in the locker room and like wait, hey Bumgarner, or, you know, hey Donaldson, can we talk to you? If they're in a good mood, like, yeah, I'll talk to you. This one is like dude sitting in the locker like, hey, who? I got takes. Every dude just lined up with takes. All the best players on every team will talk mad shit. It is a media reporter's dream in Major League Baseball right now. It's good.
That's a good call.
It's one of those. Is a camera on? I don't see the red light. Make sure that thing's on. Where usually it's the opposite.
Hold on. Let's
right?
make sure everyone's here. No stragglers. Everybody in?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.